associating so much with these generational curses. When we have our own generational blessings,
your sins are forgiven. That means that you are a candidate for the miraculous. Because no matter where you are, once you hear my voice, the power of God will meet you.
And this is the record that God has given us eternal life. And this life is in His Son. He that has the Son has the life. We have the life of the Son of God. We are not ordinary.
You're about to listen to the visionary of Manifold Grace Ministries.
God's system of the miraculous. God has a system of the miraculous. And the more we know about this system, the more we can cooperate with God in the miraculous. And I will tell you four types of miracles. It's different from the message you listen to, because I know many of you are Telegram and Jim Telegram. Because this is talking about the system of how the miracles happen and how we cooperate with God. And many of them have a particular character. The first one is what we call personal miracles. Most healings are personal miracles. That means that all it takes is for the person to exercise faith with corresponding action. Because faith is a noun, believing is a verb. Okay, so faith comes with corresponding action. The Bible says that Jesus was teaching one day and the power of God was present to heal them. Luke 5:17. Yet only one man is recorded as being healed. That man came with his four friends, paralyzed. They broke the roof. And Jesus, the Bible says, he saw their faith. How did he see their faith? In their actions. One of us here, one of our partners is here today. His sister had fibroids. And they are told her to bring 400,000 for surgery. He came for immersion. I prayed on what he was wearing. His station was somewhere else. But he traveled to Port Harcourt to go and lay that cloth on his sister. And laid it on his sister and went back to his station. About a week or so plus later, he saw plenty missed calls. It was his sister. Picked the call and his sister said, "Ah, I've been trying to call you. I was in the market, I felt pressed. And then I went and passed out." And she sent the photos. Passed out the fibroids. It's corresponding action. When I say growths are disappearing, I know what I'm saying. They happen here like water. About last week, maybe was it last week or 2 weeks ago? About last week or so, I got a message from somebody. They have a little boy. And they had gone, they found that the boy was sickly. And they had gone to do a test. And the test came back sickle cell, SS. And what was the corresponding action? The wife told him, he said, "If only Cornel will speak, this boy's genotype will change. If only, if you can get him to speak, this boy's genotype will change." He sent me a WhatsApp message. I replied, "His genotype has changed to AA. Go back for a test." They went back for a test. This was last week. And he called excitedly. He didn't change to AS. He changed to AA. Those are personal miracles. Personal miracles. Those are people exercising corresponding action. And my prayer is that we'll be able to receive the power of God on the frequency, in the frequency, okay, that makes for great manifestations. There are some people that feel, now this is as the Spirit leads, but there are some people that feel that if they speak words to me and I pray overnight, I'll be healed. The other people that know that if they speak words to me, instanta, I am healed. You will get what you believe. That's what Paris was saying. Superlative. Putting a superlative tag on the power of God. Personal miracles. They step out in faith, believing. And then they receive. One young girl had come that could not see through one eye. The doctor said, Akai, this eye is bad. Came for a meeting and I gave the word. She was like 5 years old. I gave the word that eye is being healed. The auntie looked at her. She said, that is me. From the meeting, he said, are you feeling better? I said, they've said I am healed. I have new eyes. The auntie came back to give testimony. They got to eye open. That eye that I said that God is replacing the eye open. I saw her sometime later, like a year later. She was still seeing well. If I went there, she started seeing better with that eye. That the eye that was supposed to be the good eye, this one that she was not seeing through, the eye that was supposed, she was seeing better. Anybody in this place, you need new kidneys, you need new liver, new lungs, new body parts, receive in the name of Jesus. Those are personal miracles. Those are personal miracles. And God gives us many of those miracles. Many of those miracles. And we thank Him for them. We have many healing miracles. On PWE, somebody was listening to a message, and as Reverend gave the word, the growth disappeared instantly in her hand. Instantly. That's why we say we know what we are saying. I'm seeing a spinal cord problem being healed right now. Oh, it's your word. You have been waiting. Receive healing. I'm seeing yellow eyes, liver problem. Healing. Healing has come. Healing has come. Number two, there are power miracles. Behold, I give unto you power to tread upon serpents and scorpions. When I say power miracles, I mean power over demonic spirits. The high priest said, the Lord laid it on our hearts that if we keep dealing with demonic spirits, we see more miraculous healings. Some people say that all the gifts of the spirit are the same. But every time the Bible is talking about miracles, the Bible mentions miracles before healings. 1 Corinthians 12, workings of miracles before gifts of healings. Later in the chapter, are all workers of miracles, do all have the gifts of healings? That means of a higher order. And one of the major aspects of workings of miracles is casting out evil spirits. Say amen. I went to a school years ago, and one of the young boys that came out, I saw bites on his body. Said, in my dream, I see myself fighting with beasts. They bite me, I fight. I wake up, I see the bites on my body. I saw the bites. Psychologists, psychiatrists will say it is possible there's something we call somnambulist biting or something. But even if he's biting himself, he can't bite his back. Because they were all over his body, including his back. Can you bite your back? It was a foul devil. I said, it is enough. We have power. We have power. Abara, we have power. I said, it's enough. Leave him. That was the end. Power miracles. There are families that have been fenced in. It is the power of God that breaks them out. There are families that are seeing sickness, jumping from one person to another, jumping. There are families that is as if they are marking records. When somebody dies in a year, they say, we are safe. Next year, as if there is a roll call, they are looking for the next person now. That thing is broken. Sicknesses that come that people cannot explain. They've gone to doctors everywhere. We have tried. We can't see anything. Everything is okay. The system is showing that this sister is in perfect health. But she knows what's happening in her body. The legs is okay, but she cannot walk. It's a spirit of infirmity. Say unto God, how terrible are you in your works. Through the greatness of your power, your enemies shall submit themselves to you. Power. Miracles, you know, most times people don't put casting out of evil spirits as miracles, but the Bible does. The disciples said to Jesus, we saw one casting out devils in your name, and he does not follow us. Jesus Christ said, leave him alone. For no man can do a miracle. So he refers to casting out of evil spirits as a miracle. For no man can do a miracle in my name and turn and speak lightly of me. So casting out of evil spirit is workings of dunamis. When we say out, it's not just authority. There is fire burning them. That's why they leave quickly. All those dreams you have been having, that people have been visiting you, that have been giving you problems in your dream, they are ended tonight. I say they are ended tonight. Insomnia, that you cannot sleep, you'll be rolling on the bed, it is ended tonight. In the name of Jesus. For the strangers shall fade away and be afraid out of their close places. Spirits, hear me and obey me right now. In the name of Jesus, I break your hold over God's people. Acts chapter 8. Philip went down to Samaria and preached Christ unto them. And the people with one accord gave heed unto those things which Philip spake, hearing and seeing the miracles which he did. Number one miracle, for unclean spirits crying with a loud voice came out of many that were possessed with them. The casting out of evil spirits was mentioned before the healing of the paralyzed and the lame. Because true to type, casting out miracles are mentioned before healings. God wrought special miracles through the hands of Paul, Acts 19, so that from his body we are brought to the sick, aprons and handkerchiefs. He says the sicknesses departed, the evil spirits left them. The Bible calls it special miracles. Therefore, any force, any spirit, every opposition, every altar, every yoke of the evil one that has terrorized any family, any individual in this place, I come in the name of Jesus and break you. I command right now in the name of Jesus that your tour is ended. Things moving in the body. Things moving around the body. Things moving in the head. This today is left side. Tomorrow is right side. It has gone to the head. Break, 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 in the name of Jesus. Number three, there are partnership miracles. Our most prosperity miracles are partnership miracles. They are not personal miracles. Most prosperity miracles is not something that you see down and then it comes. Most prosperity miracles is that God makes you a partner. He said to Peter, go and catch the first fish and open the mouth. Peter had to partner with Jesus to go and catch the fish. Launch out your net for a great catch. Peter had to launch out his net. How can I help you? Prophet Elisha said, what do you have in your house? Your servant has nothing but a jar of oil. He said, go and borrow vessels. Borrow not a few. It's partnership. The word was spoken, but she was acting it out. Most prosperity miracles are like that. That God will give you a word of wisdom, which when obeyed, will release the power of God into your situation. They are like that. And many of these testimonies show this. We have, do I need to give any testimony? We have heard many from here. Many from here of people that literally leaped up by the Spirit of God because they were partnering with God. God said, start that business. It didn't look like the time to start a business. Rob Rumen said, I started the business. Within 3 months, they were in 7 digits after the registration. Within how many months, they were in 9 digits. That does not happen on a good day. It's partnership miracles. Somebody came for a meeting. People were mentioning million, billion. He said he was feeling dizzy. He was feeling dizzy. People are just mentioning million, 300 million as if it is orange. As if he just said, I beg, give me 2 oranges there. That's 2 billion. No, I beg, give me four agbalumo there. That'll be your testimony right next to you. God has delivered you from the strivings of the people. He has delivered you from hustling. God will show up for you this year as El Shaddai. Sit down. God is a terrible God. I mean, terrible in his workings. When the Lord said, the angel of the basket, we were very comfortable. We were extremely comfortable. When the Lord said, angel of the basket, we didn't have house. We had houses. God just told us that, I'm doubling your fortunes. We were still rejoicing in that one. We had not even enjoy that one. And then he said, the angel of the basket. The first thing I said that, for what? Why now? What are we going to do with that now? Yet he has spoken another one. But in due season, I will let you know. The only person that knows apart from me is my wife. It's partnership miracles. There are people that come for immersion here. There is a brother, he still sent me a message that please, anybody that has accommodation problem, please, he has been doing that. The first immersion that he came for, he slept inside the hall. He didn't tell anybody. He said that when they were packing, when they were arranging, we are going to sleep. Yeah, praise God. He laid down inside the hall because he didn't have anywhere to sleep. Since after that immersion, every time he said, I have rooms for those that don't have anywhere to stay. Like I was that time, because God has changed my story. There are some of you that came by road, you are flying the next time. If there is no airport in your city, you come by chopper. The way God dramatically changes people's lives. I hear the stories. I cry. Someone came with a pregnant wife. They were staying in a place with 5 people in a room sleeping because they wanted to attend the mansion. Using pit latrine behind. Managing. The wife was encouraging the wife. Please, just this thing. Just with Beleo. But their story has changed today. Unless God did not call me. If you are here for this immersion, by the time you are coming back next year, your story will be like the difference between night and day. Now you are rationing the money, you are rationing everything. I need enough to be able to know where to stay. Next year,
You will come carefree. You will have more than enough. In the name of Jesus. Our sister talked about how they were carrying portfolio from other people and adding it to our own. The lifting God will bring into your life, you'll be afraid. Your heart will fear. Is this what happens to people normally? One of my precious young men, precious sons, he gave a testimony. He's working with a world, an agency, an international agency. And where he is, a space opened. They literally, many people applied to around the world. They literally teleguided him into it. The people that were doing the interview were literally telling him the answer to teleguide him into it. Because it's a project that is executing that is worth over $50 million. That was in December. As he was rejoicing and saying that, hey, praise God, the next week, they said, we are adding another portfolio from there to your own, making it over $100 million. I didn't say Naira. It will be enough testimony if it's on Naira, B. It is Lala, Dolapo, Lala, Lala, Dollars, Lalas I'm talking about. May this angel of the basket land in your home. May this angel of the basket increase exceedingly. In the name of Jesus. Sit down. We said we are using Sheraton. Somebody called me. I said, sir, I like this, your photo. Sheraton. I said, Sheraton is even cheaper than where we were using before. There is no venue in this country that we shake our hearts to use it. I'm not talking about that we cannot use it. I say that if we shake account, that account we feel that something is happening, that money is going. There is no venue in this country that we have to release faith and say, let's pray. God bring resources. We need resources. God, nowhere. God is increasing you. I said, the Lord God is increasing you. May God put the same blessing that He has put upon us, upon you. That you are not thinking of sustenance, of survival, of what to eat, what you drink, how to be clothed, how to pay rent, how to feed, how to pay school fees. In the name of Jesus. My God bring you to a place where all you are thinking about is how to bless humanity, how to push the gospel forward. That's what we think about. May the good hand of the Lord rest upon you. That the words of these humble prophets might be fulfilled in this season, in your life, in the name of Jesus. Help has come for you. God is raising destiny helpers for you. Out of the rock, water is gushing out for you. They say you are in a village, but you are receiving seeds in millions, in tens of millions. But they say you are in a village. Help has come. Help has come. Help has come. Pray other tongues. Help has come. Help has come. Help has come. Help has come. God is raising horns of help for you. Lord, let your anointing roar like fire, like fire, like fire, like fire in their finances, in their academics, in their families, in their ministries, in their businesses. Help from heaven. Like fire, like fire, like fire. Help arising for you. God has laid help upon you. God has laid help upon you.
Rejoice.
You have been listening to the Visionary of Manifold Grace Ministries, a God breath ministry with a mandate to lift believers into new levels of victory via the teaching of the word of faith and the release of the supernatural. To partner with us or to download more messages, visit www.manifoldgraceministries.org. You can follow us on social media at Manifold Grace Ministries. Subscribe to our YouTube channel at Manifold Grace Ministries. God loves you.